Now, a one-way FM ACT election update.
Good evening. It's 28 past 6 on One Way FM. Samuel Gordon-Stewart with you this evening, bringing you election updates as it happens. Normal programming will continue, of course, through the night, but we will keep you up to date. Pre-poll votes are being counted at the moment, and we've currently got 15% of all of the ACT votes counted. The Labor Party are slightly ahead, 35.8% overall compared to the Liberals on 33% and the Greens on 15.4%. In Brindabella at the moment, we're seeing the Liberal Party in the lead, 37% compared to the Labor Party on 34.6%. The Greens there holding 13.9%. Ginninderra at this stage, the Labor Party have a very large lead there. They've got 37.8%, the Liberals 28.9%, the Greens 14.7%. Interestingly, the Independents in Ginninderra have 9.5%. It's quite possible that Ginninderra, being Mark Parton's electorate, he does have quite a bit of name recognition there, so it's quite possible that he will have quite a few extra votes there, just simply on that name recognition, but we'll see what happens through the night. In Molonglo, it's the Labor Party in the lead, 35.4%, compared to the Liberals, 32.6%, and the Greens on 17%. And overall, that puts the Labor Party ahead, 35.8% compared to the Liberals on 33% and the Greens on 15.4%. At this stage, no single candidate has been elected. The ACT uses the Hare-Clark proportional voting system, which does mean that as the night goes on, the percentages will vary depending on how many informal votes there are and where the preferences get distributed. It's quite a complex system, but we should start to see some more meaningful results later on in the night. At this stage, the ABC believe that Labor will hold 9 seats, the Liberals 6, and the Greens 1, with 1 seat going to Independents. We'll keep you up to date later on. Right now, though, it's back to Liam Renton and the Hot 25 Countdown. It's 6:30 on One Way FM.
Now, more from the 2008 ACT election.
It's 7:12, One Way FM, another election update. And at the moment, we have a fair bit more of the vote counted. The pre-polls were all counted. They had amounted to about 15% of the votes. We've had another 0.9% of the votes counted, so maybe not a huge number more. At this stage, the people who look like they have received their quota and will get in, John Stanhope in Ginninderra, Katie Gallagher in Molonglo, and Liberal leaders Ed Seselja in Molonglo. At the tally room, we have Tim Malone. Tim, what's the feeling like at the tally room?
G'day, Samuel. There's a feeling of anticipation, I guess. Everyone's looking up at the big screen here, and it is quite a big screen. Everyone's staring at it, chatting about the results. And there's, I guess, a lot of anticipation and a lot of discussion.
Okay, so have you got a lot of people there from the public who have just come in to have a look, or is it a fairly poor turnout tonight?
No, there is definitely a big turnout in this the room at the CIT in Reed. I guess we've got the whole middle section of the room is for guests, and I would say that maybe 75% full. You could fit a few more people in here. Then on the outskirts of the room, we've got media and parties set up. So there's definitely quite a lot of people from the public, and there's quite a few candidates who have turned out as well.
Okay, so who are some of the candidates that are there?
Okay, well, we have Shane Rattenbury, saw a little bit earlier. Meredith Hunter's here right now as well. Brendan Smith and Katie Gallagher are both here as well, as they're doing a panel on ABC TV. Norvin Vogt is here.
Incidentally, does Norvin look a little bit nervous at the moment? I'm just he's got about 125 votes so far, so he's not even close.
Yeah, funny you should ask that. He did look a bit nervous when I saw him before. Let me just see what he looks like now. Just walk over near him. He's actually been interviewed by someone at the moment. He does look a little bit tense. he's sitting right next to Katie Gallagher, who I guess would have a reason to be quite happy at the moment.
Yeah, she's definitely definitely managed to get her quota there. She's got 15.1% of the vote in Molonglo, so she's got 1.2 quotas there. So at this point in time, it does look like she's getting back in. The rest of the Labor Party candidates, Andrew Barr's got half a quota, Simon Corbell 0.4. It's really a bit too hard to tell at this stage who's going to get in there.
Yeah, and Samuel, I visited a few polling booths today, and it was pretty clear that the Hare Clark system, which we use here in the ACT, favours incumbents.
Mm.
There were a large number of people who just didn't know how to vote, and because of the election material having to be 100 metres away from polling booths, they really didn't know what to do, even more so than they would in a federal election, I guess. So they would just go and tick any name that they found familiar.
Well, if they were ticking them, they were definitely doing it wrong. But
yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay, with the election signage, was it 100 metres out as it should have been?
I think there are many liberal interpretations of what 100 metres means. It really depends on the office they're in charge.
When you say liberal, do you mean that the Liberal Party were misinterpreting it, or that everyone was? They were just having a small-L liberal interpretation.
Sorry, confusing words. Yeah, an interpretation of it that I guess left many options. there were some candidates handing out things. I would say 50 metres away, maybe some even closer than that. And I think you told me earlier you saw a sign up about 20 metres.
Yeah, this morning in Reed, I did notice that that it was probably about 20-30 metres from the polling place. There was a heap of Z Instead posters, but they were removed by the time I checked later in the day.
There were a few rangers going around removing things, and there was a bit of contention between the rangers and certain candidates amongst that as well.
Right.
But having said that, a lot of candidates worked very well together. There were some polling places where they were just sitting there all handing out their how-to-vote cards to people all at once, you know, having a laugh. Even at Corwell High School, I visited there, and there was a Liberal Party member playing guitar with John Hargrove.
Is John Hargroves a good singer, or did he not attempt it?
I didn't actually hear him singing,
so I can't
comment.
If you do catch him later on in the night, put him on the phone, we'll get him to sing a song for us.
Definitely.
Just on that thing with the people not really knowing how to vote, so far 0.4% of the votes have been informal, which basically means they weren't marked correctly, so it'll be interesting to see how that number stacks up later on in the night. I did notice in the federal election, the ACT actually had the lowest number of informal votes, so...
There you go, we have a smart population.
It'll be interesting to see whether the Hare Clark system does confuse people, because really it's just another matter of numbering boxes from 1 through to 5 or 7, but still.
Yeah, and Samuel, there are 5 polling booths that had the electronic voting going in this election. And I did hear from a few people who had trouble with that and actually accidentally recorded informal votes as a result of not understanding how to use it.
You'd think they would try to prevent you from putting in an informal vote in the computerised system.
Well, you think so, but I guess it's a democratic right to do an informal vote, isn't it?
I guess it is. I know that they try to discourage you from doing it, but it's a bit of a murky area, isn't it?
Yeah. I would say so.
I actually had trouble with the barcode reader at the electronic polling booth. It took about 5 swipes for it to recognise the barcode and let me vote.
Well, there you go. It's not the best system at this stage yet. I guess we could say it's still in beta.
Yes, very much so. Finally, Tim, what is what does seem to be the opinion of the people in the tally room at the moment? Is there any sort of consensus as to which way people think it might go, or is it just everyone's turned up and they're just going to wait and see how it unfolds?
Well, I would think it's probably a lot of waiting and seeing how it unfolds, but there's definitely, based on the results so far, there's definitely a feeling that we're going to have Greens on the crossbench, and that there's been a big swing against Labor, so they're not going to have a majority government.
Yeah, at this stage, the ABC computer is saying that there's an 11% swing against Labor, a 2.5% swing against the Liberals, there's a 6.7% swing to the Greens, and a 6.8% swing to others, so the minor parties and the independents.
Yep. Yeah, so it's not good news for Labor, but perhaps not as bad as it could have been at this stage.
Yep. Very much so. All righty then, Tim, we might catch up with you a little bit later on in the night. Thank you very much for your time down there in the tally room in Reed.
Definitely. Thank you, Samuel. Talk to you later.
All right. See you later, Tim. Tim Malone there in the tally room. And we will just quickly check some of those results. at the moment. Just a quick overview. The Labor Party have 35.8% of the overall vote. The Liberals have 32.4%. The Greens have 16%. Next in the list is the Australian Motorist Party on 5.1%. Then the Community Alliance Party on 3.8%. The Pangallo Independents on 2%. The Richard Mulcahy Party 1%. And the Liberal Democratic Party on 0.5%. The independent candidates are 3.4%. At this stage, the ABC computer is saying that Labor have are likely to have 7 seats, the Liberals 5, the Greens 2, and none to the independents. Not entirely sure that that's an accurate representation of it based on the actual figures coming from the Electoral Commission. But at this stage, it's close enough, and with the Hare Clark proportional system, absolutely anything could happen. It's just going to be a wait-and-see affair. It's 20 past 7 on One Way FM. We're going to go back to the Hot 30 countdown now with Liam Renton. We'll be back for an election update again in about 25 minutes.
Now, a One Way FM ACT election update.
It's 14 minutes to 8 on One Way FM. Samuel Gordon-Stewart with you here this evening with the election updates. And at the moment, we have a very close competition. It's currently 35.6% to Labor, 32.7% to the Liberals, and 16% to the Greens. The people who have reached their quota so far and are therefore considered to be elected, we have John Stanhope in Ginninderra for Labor, Katie Gallagher also for Labor in Molonglo, and for the Liberals, Zed Seselja in Molonglo. People who are close to getting their quota, which we're defining as people who have more than half a quota at this point in time, that's John Hargraves for Labor in Brindabella, Brendan Smith for the Liberals in Brindabella, Meredith Hunter for the Greens in Ginninderra, and Shane Rattenbury for the Greens in Molonglo. So on our count at this time, it's the Labor Party with 3 votes, the Liberals with 2, and the Greens with 2. The ABC are saying that at this stage they believe the Labor Party will get 6 seats, the Liberals 5, and the Greens 2, which I suppose means that they expect Meredith and Shane to get the Greens seats there. They are reporting an 11.3% swing against the Labor Party and a 2% swing against the Liberals. They've also predicted a hung parliament, which at this stage does look very, very likely. Now, the interesting thing with the Hare Clark voting system that's being used in this election is that anyone who does actually reach their quota, if they get anything over that quota, it is then redistributed to the people further down the preferences on the ballot paper. So once we have all of these quotas counted, everything else is going to change. So we'll keep you up to date, and we've got more of the Hot 25 countdown now. It's 12 minutes to 8 on One Way FM.
Now, a One Way FM ACT election update.
Yeah, 14 minutes past 8, and you're listening to All That Jazz. I'm Kingsley Bruce, and with me is Samuel. And Samuel, you're going to give us an election update.
Indeed I am. Good evening, Kingsley. How are you going?
I'm doing pretty well. What's happening in the ACT general elections?
Well, there hasn't been an awful lot of change since the last time we had an update. Really, there's no difference in who's in. John Stanhope, Katie Gallagher, and Zed Seselja are still the only people to get a quota. Zed Seselja is on 1.5 quotas at the moment, which means he'll have a few votes to distribute later on, so that could change things. But really, the only thing that's changed is that the analysts have pretty much come to the conclusion that we're going to see 7 Labor seats, 7 Liberal seats, and 3 Green seats. So looking at that, it looks like Amanda Bresnan in Brindabella is likely to get the Green seat there, although she is in a fierce contest with Steve Dospot at the moment. Other than that, overall, Labor Party have 36.2%, Liberals 32.7%, and the Greens 15.1%, which pretty much puts them on Labor 7 seats, Liberals 5, and the Greens 2. But it looks like there are 2 there favouring the Liberals and 1 favouring the Greens at this point in time.
Okay, now you were talking about quotas there. Now, that's a feature of our preferential voting system.
Yeah, the Hare Clark system.
Right. Now, I might get you to talk about just a little bit of that. I know a little bit about what preferential voting is, but I'm not an expert. And I was interested when you talked about the quotas. Now, I'd not not heard of that before. So can you tell us a little bit about what that was or what that is?
Yeah. Basically, the way the ACT system works is that we have three seats. Rindabella and Ginninderra have five seats each, and Molonglo has seven seats. So basically, a quota is... In those seats is the number of votes divided by the number of seats plus one, something along those lines.
Ah.
It's basically the share of the votes that you need in order to get in. It gets a little bit more complicated in that once you go over having a quota, one quota will get you a seat. Once you go over that, all of your second preferences then get distributed on a percentage basis to everyone else.
Okay, so do you have a say in that? Does the candidate have a say in that? I heard
the
you mention was it...
The candidate doesn't have a say in it.
Okay.
But basically it's the way you numbered it on your form. Now, a common misconception in the ACT system is that, for example, in Molonglo, if you vote 1 through 7, that you've given your vote to 7 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the way it works. Your vote goes to the first preference and the first preference only. What then happens is if that person has more than one quota, then they say, okay, in the case, let's just go with Zed Selger, he has 1.5 quotas at the moment. So roughly the way it works, as I understand it, is that you then have that half a quota. Each of those surplus votes counts as half a vote. So all of Zed's, all of his ballot papers then get distributed on a half a vote each basis to the people who you've given your second preference to.
Ah, got it. All right.
So it's a bit convoluted, and then you have, of course, people, once they've gone through and redistributed those votes, they then say, has everyone been elected here? That is, have all the seats been filled? If not, we take whoever has the least number of votes, and we start distributing their preferences to whoever. So it does get very complicated, and that's why sometimes it does take 2 weeks to get a final result.
Right, and you'd think we'd have a computer to do this, but well, I know.
We do, actually. The votes are manually entered into a computer, which through the night is processing all of this information, but because it takes so long to enter all of these votes.
And is that the Australian Electoral Commission that does this?
The ACT has its own Electoral Commission. I'm not actually sure if they're a part of the... They don't appear to be a part of the federal one, because they have an ACT government logo on their website, so I would assume they're actually an ACT government authority.
Okay. Anyway, you're listening to the One Way FM All That Jazz program, and I've got Samuel Gordon-Stewart with me tonight, and he's going to give us some more updates later.
Now, a One Way FM ACT election update.
Oh, yeah. If you're wondering what's going on, then so am I. But lucky I've got Samuel with me, and he'll tell us in just a second. If you're wondering who was just playing, James Morrison, a very upbeat number there. And just in case you're going to sleep because it is the elections, oh no, don't be like that. It's only me that falls asleep, but I'm lucky. I've got Samuel, and he's smiling, and he's telling me all the stuff while the music's on. So we'll get to him in a minute. But James Morrison with Cabin in a Corner, and just to keep you awake, another upbeat one coming up after that. But first, Samuel, what's been happening?
Well, I think it's a bit of a trade-off, Kingsley. I'm telling you about the election and you're telling me stories about concerts you've been
to. It's 50-50, Samuel. You've got the thing happening with the elections, and I'm interested because you're here, you know, and it's all happening. And it's sort of like horse racing or watching your favourite footy team. You put your money on. Well, actually, no money. Hope nobody put money on. And you're hoping they're winning, right? And then you find out, like, in a way, though, it doesn't really matter because somebody's going to govern. And I don't know. A government's really different. Is Labor really different from Liberal? Does it really make a difference, or do we still just get our schools and our tax dollars build roads and things, and it's really not a difference?
Well, I'm sure they'd like to claim there's a difference.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure. But anyway, tell us, who is likely to win? Do we know that yet?
No, we don't. It's still very, very close. At the moment, it's still looking like a hung parliament, 7-7-3. So it does look like the Greens will hold the balance of power. That's about all that we can really work out from this at the moment. The minor parties and the independents, other than the Greens, although I don't think the Greens can be considered a minor party in Canberra anymore, but the Greens are the only ones there that aren't Labor or Liberal that seem to be picking up any seats.
So you mentioned a hung parliament. Now, before we were talking about minority government, I heard you mention
same
this.
Thing.
It's so minority doesn't...
Effectively.
Oh, it's basically the same thing, is it?
Effectively. A hung parliament is slightly different by definition in that you have two main parties that have roughly the same number of seats. In this case, it looks like they'll actually have the same number, so neither of them really has the numbers to elect their own chief minister. And in this case, if we did have 7, 7, and 3, it would really come down purely to who the Greens wanted to favour.
I see.
Who would get. So, historically speaking, you would be, with that sort of makeup, you'd be looking at a minority Labour government with Greens backing. However, we are seeing quite a strong swing against the Labour Party, which has been hovering around the 10 and 11% mark all night. So whether the Greens would then turn around and say, well, the consensus is strongly against Labour, maybe we'll favour the Liberals, or whether they would say, well, we prefer the Labour Party's policies, we'd have to wait and see. Same thing happened in Western Australia. It was a hung parliament there, and the Nationals had the balance of power and favoured the Liberals.
Oh, okay. So once they've made that decision and a chief minister is elected, that's it, is it? He's now the chief minister. They can't change their mind after a couple of days and go, oh, gee, we've changed, you know, it's for the term of the government, is it?
Well, you can have a no confidence motion against a chief minister.
Okay.
And if they really really wanted to, they could change chief minister later on. But generally speaking, once you have a chief minister in, you've got a chief minister in.
Okay. So you'll be back later this evening to give us some more updates?
I will. We do actually have a slight change in the numbers at the moment. I mean, we're still looking at 7, 7 and 3, but it is notable now that Andrew Barr for Labour in Molonglo is likely to keep his seat. Alistair Coe for Labour in Ginninderra is likely to be elected. And Amanda Bresnan for the Greens in Brindabella is almost certain to be elected there now.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Samuel. And we'll look forward to hearing more later.
Now, more from the 2008 ACT election.
16 past 9, you're on 91.9, 94.3, One Way FM. Samuel Gordon-Stewart here with you. Kenneth Webb is also with me. He's been producing a lot of our coverage tonight, behind the scenes looking at a lot of the numbers and statistics. And Kenneth, what are you making of it so far?
It's getting quite interesting. Like, I've actually had a look at some of the individual polling places throughout the different electorates. And so far, even though there has been a bit of drop overall to Labour, like there's been that 11.6 or so swing against Labour. Actually, ABC's now saying 9.6.
Yeah, 9.6.
And some of the electorates, there's still been a higher vote towards Labour. So, like saying Ginninderra and Molonglo, I've seen a bit more of a 10 to 20% difference between Labour and the Liberals. Labour in the lead for some of the polling places. Interesting enough, in Brindabella, for now there's been the power plant and data centre issue clouding the waters a bit past couple of months. And generally in Brindabella, there hasn't been much swing to the Liberals towards because of this. There has been, of course, a swing. Just loaded up.
At the moment, I'm seeing in Brindabella, the Labour Party have 36% of the vote.
Mm.
The Liberals have 35.4. So that's very close.
Yeah.
Whereas, as you said, in some of the other electorates, where we're seeing a much larger lead to the Labour Party.
Yeah, and it's only been in the Fadden and Gowie polling places where there's actually been a higher swing to the Liberals, especially in Fadden, probably because of this power plant issue, seeing it's basically right over the hill.
Mm. You did mention not long ago that the swing to against Labour was 11% earlier in the night. It's now dropped back to about 9.5%. Are we seeing, as the voting goes on, a bit of a swing back towards Labour?
Yeah, we are. Like, early on in the night, it was probably about 2, 3% difference between the Liberals and Labour in the votes. Now it's more about 5.5%, 6% difference, with Labour at 37.3% of the vote. and the Liberals at 31.6 currently.
All right. 9.6% swing against Labor is certainly not an endorsement of Labor, but the Liberals would have to be a bit disappointed that they've also lost ground. They've lost 3.2%.
Yeah, it's, in a way, it's a bit surprising considering the amount of backlash that has gone against Labor because of Gungahlin Drive extension, the schools, and a few of the other things, including the public artwork.
Yes, I did notice that John Stanhope was saying the artwork on Yamba Drive isn't distracting, and then about a week later he said that it was engaging, so...
I find it a bit distracting.
Yeah, likewise. The Greens have done very well tonight. They look like they're going to pick up three seats and hold the balance of power in what's likely to be a hung parliament.
Yeah, it's going to be quite an interesting couple of hours still, when... It'll be interesting to see if it draws out into the next week or so, just like the WA election did.
Well, I think looking at this, we're at, we've got 55.9% counted at the moment, so it's likely that we're, especially seeing as there's going to have to be distribution of preferences and so on and so forth, it's going to be the next couple of days before we see whether either the Labor or the Liberal Party end up one seat ahead of the other. But the Greens do look like they're going to hold the balance of power. So on that, would you say we're likely to see a minority Labor or minority Liberal government?
Oh, it's probably still a bit early to tell. Like, considering Labor currently does have a high percentage of votes, it is starting to look a bit more like how the Canberra Times predicted it this morning. But... as you said, it could still change because of preferences, and also some of the postal votes probably are still going to be coming in early next week as well.
The pre-poll voting, was that closer than the votes we're seeing now?
There was quite a bit of... I've compared all three electorates on the pre-poll voting on all the pre-poll voting places, and... it was probably more about 2% or so difference between each party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, compared to the Independence Community Alliance, there's still quite a bit of drop there. And it was a bit surprising to see Community Alliance not doing as well as we could have thought they would have been doing, say, a week ago even.
Mm. Well, when we had Northern Vote in here talking with James Scott on The Breakfast Show on Tuesday morning, I think that was, he was saying to me off-air that a lot of it this time round is sort of brand building, and I'm not able to get up exact figures on their percentage at the moment, but they haven't got a seat anywhere, and their percentage is nowhere near as high as I think anyone would have thought it would be. So I suppose the question for them is... Are they going to go well next time around? The brand is there; everyone knows it. Will they be there to take a seat or two in the next election?
It will be interesting to see if they do decide to stay around the next election, to see if they do actually get a high percentage. Of course, it depends on whoever gets in government as well, because in the end, we don't know what will be happening in 3 years' time. It could be a repeat of this election. It could be quite a completely different race.
Well, I suppose we can have a quick look to see who has a quota and who's close. For Labor, John Stanhope in Ginninderra, Katie Gallagher in Molonglo, and for the Liberals, Zed Seselja, also in Molonglo. They've reached their quota, so they're pretty much guaranteed of a seat now. It's especially with over 50% of the votes in there, the quotas there aren't likely to change. Coming close to getting their quota for Labor, you have John Hargraves in Brindabella, Andrew Barr in Molonglo. For the Liberals, Brendan Smith in Brindabella and Alistair Coe in Ginninderra. For the Greens, Meredith Hunter in Ginninderra, Shane Rattenbury in Molonglo, who's currently at about 0.9 of a quota, so just a few more votes there and he'll be over the line. And Amanda Bresnan in Brindabella looks pretty much certain to be the third Greens candidate there. That adds up to four Labor, three Liberals and three Greens, but... all of the predictions at the moment are for 7, 7, and 3.
Yep. And ABC actually is saying on their site, Labour's got 6, Liberals have got 5, and Greens have currently got 1. But, of course, that will change probably in the next half hour even.
Yeah, as more of the votes come in. Later on tonight, if there is an acceptance speech or a concession speech, or we have absolutely no idea what's going on and we're going to spend the next 2 weeks talking with the other party's speech, we'll take you to those courtesy of ABC television. Right now it is 9:25, and we'll go back to Focus on the Family. More election updates later on. This is One Way FM.
Now, more from the 2008 ACT election.
You're on Canberra's 91.9 and 94.3 One Way. It's currently 9:10. Sam, what's the latest?
Well, there hasn't been an awful lot of change. The Electoral Commission's computers did seem to die off for a little bit there, but they're back now, and we're seeing roughly the same numbers that we did earlier. The swing is it is closing slightly, which I suppose is to be expected, seeing as we're still looking at a 7 seats to Labor, 7 to the Liberals, and 3 to the Greens. Those who have managed to get their quota so far, John Stanhope for Labour in Ginninderra, Katie Gallagher for Labour in Molonglo, and Zed Zeselja for the Liberals in Molonglo. Those that are close to getting their quota, John Hargraves for Labour in Brindabella, Andrew Barr for Labour in Molonglo, Brendan Smith for Liberals in Brindabella, Alistair Coe for the Liberals in Ginninderra, and for the Greens, Amanda Bresnan in Brindabella, Meredith Hunter in Ginninderra, and Shane Rattenbury in Molonglo. He's only a few votes off from getting his quota now. So far, it looks like we've got about 4 for Labour, 3 for the Liberals, and 3 for the Greens. Have been noticing, keeping an eye on some of the election coverage on the TV, and I've got to say that Katie Gallagher, Labour, definitely Labour,
yeah.
Deputy Chief Minister Katie Gallagher, is looking increasingly happy there. Brendan Smith looking a little bit dejected from what I can see. What do you make of it, Kenneth?
Yeah, he's definitely not looking as happy as he was near the start of the night. At the start of the night, it seemed to be quite an opposite kind of reaction between the two different party deputy leaders. And there has been also a bit of slagging off between each. There's been a few little fights between them. I think they are starting to feel the pressure of the results, and also I think they're definitely changing their mindset of what's going to be happening. As we said, it is still looking like a hung parliament, but who knows still what will happen. Like, the Greens are definitely confident. Shane Rattenbury was on ABC earlier, and he actually, they of course won't say who they would go for if there is a hung parliament, but the Greens are definitely confident that they will get seats, and Amanda Bresnan and has based by the looks of things won her Brindabella seat, and Steve Pratt from the Liberals got knocked out and he was a bit disappointed.
Richard Mulcahy, formerly of the Liberals, now of the Richard Mulcahy Canberra Party, also appears to be out of the running, so he's lost his seat as well.
Yep, and Mark Parton, who first time running, he also looks very much like he's out. Basically, he is in head-to-head with Mary Porter from Labour, but of course, Labour will more likely help Mary Porter to get a bit of a lead in that quota, and Mark Parton would definitely be out.
It'll be interesting to see where it doesn't look like we're seeing enough over the quota there to simply just hand that seat to Labour. So it will be interesting to see once we start knocking out the candidates who have the least votes, such as Who have we got here? Eddie Sarks, one of the independents in Ginninderra, who currently has 57 votes. So once we start adding those up and distributing them, it'll be interesting to see where they end up going. And that's probably going to decide whether or not we are going to have a hung parliament, by the looks of it.
Yeah, and looking at the Community Alliance Party, how they've actually gone, Val Jeffrey and Brenda Bella's got 6.5% of the vote. In Ginninderra, they basically haven't got any of the vote. Like, it's only been 1.3% for Jane Tullis and 1.2% for Roger Nicol. And in Molonglo, it's been 0.7% for Northern vote. Owen Sadler and Nancy Louise Selger has got 2.2%, and Alvin Hopper got 0.1%. So definitely a low result there for the Community Alliance Party.
The Australian Motorist Party, they've barely got up into four digits for the number of votes that they've received. Just looking across their candidates in Brindabella, none of them the highest one there. Burl Doble, 805 votes, which is just a very, very long way behind the pack. Having a look in Ginninderra, and they have the highest one there is 704 votes for Dennis Walford. And in Molonglo, they are on this screen somewhere. There they are. In Molonglo, it's even worse for them. The highest one there is David Cumbers with 278 votes. So the Australian Motorist Party, they really weren't any sort of force to be reckoned with here.
Yeah, and looking at a bit further down on the Molonglo results, for Pangella Independents, now Frank Pangella was the former mayor of Queanbeyan, and he moved to Canberra to contest in the election. And he only got 3.9% of the vote so far. So even there, it could have been partly because he's only been really in the town for a couple of months compared to some of the others. And it also could just be that people more likely haven't known about him as much. Sure, we've known that he has been the mayor of Queanbeyan and all, but like, I haven't seen any TV ads or too limited radio I listen to. Haven't heard any radio ads, so quite interesting there.
We certainly haven't had any ads for them.
No.
Just to put some of those vote numbers into context, the quota required at the moment in Brindabella to get a seat is 7,673. In Ginninderra, it's 6,678. And in Molonglo, it's 5,924. So the candidates who haven't even managed to reach 500 are just they're not even getting up to a tenth of the vote that they require. So all of those, a lot of those are likely to be redistributed elsewhere later on, which will fiddle with the numbers, and we'll start to see where they go, whether they do end up going to Labor or the Liberals or the Greens. Latest update there is that overall, Labor Party have 37.3% of the vote, Liberals 31.5%, and the Greens 15.5%. The Motorist Party 5.4%, Community Alliance 3.9%. Pangallo Independents 1.8%, Richard Mulcahy Canberra Party 0.9%, and the Liberal Democratic Party 0.3%, Independents 3.4%. Have you noticed any other interesting trends in any of the polling places, Kenneth?
Haven't really looked since last time, but yeah, just haven't looked since last time.
Enough.
Probably give an update in the next break, unless something, of course, does happen in relation of if there is any major events.
But at the moment, at least, it's still very close. It's too hard to call, too close to call, rather. The Labor Party are definitely ahead on percentage, but because of the way the system works, that doesn't necessarily translate into seats.
Yep. Mm. You're on Canberra's One Way FM. Here's Call on Jesus by Nicole C. Marlin.
Now, a One Way FM ACT election update.
24 past 10 on One Way FM. Samuel Gordon-Stewart and Kenneth Webb with you tonight, bringing you the election updates. It's certainly been an interesting night. Kenneth, you've been having a look at some more of the polling place statistics.
Yep, I have. Unsurprisingly, in Fowler, Val Jeffrey got about 53% of the vote there. Not surprising, considering he has basically fought for the Fowler community and also for those living around that area. Surprisingly, Labour and Liberals got about 1% difference. They were about 14 and 15% in that polling place, and the Greens were about 9.8 or so. And looking at some of the other polling places in Brindabella, there was actually quite a quite close margin to the Greens from the Motorist Party. It was about 1% or so. The Greens were ahead of the Motorist Party. And looking at one of the polling places for Malongala, I think it was. Is that Katie Gallagher's seat? Or?
Yeah, Katie Gallagher, yeah. Is in Malongala.
Yeah.
Yes.
Basically, not much of a margin, of course, between her and Zed, the soldier of the Liberals. Katie Gallagher was a bit behind from the Liberals. She was on around 11, while Zed was on around 14. Looking at the whole Malongalo, Zed ended up being around 18.6% on the votes counted so far, while Katie Gallagher's 15.7. And one more polling place in Brindabella, one of the polling places actually had a bit of a swing to Steve Dodspot compared to Steve Pratt, while some of the others had a bit more of a lead swing to Steve Pratt, who didn't get in.
Hmm. At this point in time, we have 60.5% of the votes counted. That's 67.3% of them in Brindabella, 60.9% in Ginninderra, and 55.7% in Malonglo.
I'll just interrupt.
Sure.
Just heard on AC that John Stanhope is going to be going to address soon, so we'll cross to him soon, thanks to ABC Television.
Yes, we will go to that in just a few moments. It does sound like John Stanhope will be coming out shortly, as will Zed Seselja. So we will cross now to the National Press Club, where the Labour Party are having their meeting for the night. Courtesy of ABC Television, we'll go there for John Stanhope's speech in just a few moments. It looks like. Yes,
he's
looks
looking
like he,
very happy.
Yes, he certainly is. We will go to that at the moment. He's currently walking up towards the stage with a fair bit of applause. We'll cross there now, courtesy of ABC Television. This is John Stanhope at the National Press Club.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Tonight's not really a night for long speeches, I don't think, but it's a night to reflect. It's a night for we within the Labor Party to reflect on the vote that has been cast tonight by our fellow Canberrans. At one level, it's a tough message that's been sent to us, a swing of 9%. We have to accept that. It's something of a belt. We accept the belt, we feel it, and we will listen to it. Having said that, this is not a night for we members of the ACT branch of the Labor Party, my colleagues within the government, to feel downhearted. We have achieved a very significant result tonight. We have, for the third election in a row, been the party that's achieved the highest vote in an election in the ACT, and we should... And we should be proud of that. It's a result to be proud of. In 1998, we took a belt. Then we took a belt to the tune of a vote of 27%. Within 3 years, we lifted from 27% to 41%. 4 years later, we lifted from 41% to an historic 46% and the first majority government in the history of the ACT. And we will, when this vote is finally counted, be at a point where we have a vote somewhere in the order of 40%. And that's a fantastic result. We can dwell on the swing against us. We do need to reflect on it. We do need to accept that the people of Canberra have sent us a message today. I hear the message. I accept it. I feel it. I feel it deeply. And we, my colleagues in the government, will respond to that message. We hear the message. We will learn the lesson. And we will respond to this community over the next 4 years. We tonight have achieved a very significant victory over the alternative government, the party that would be government. We have achieved a victory to the tune of a margin of at least 6% and growing. And I might reflect, whilst congratulating the Leader of the Opposition on a good, strong campaign and a significant result, that his predecessor as Leader, Brendan Smith, achieved a 4% higher result at the last election than Mr. Cecil just received at this. But this is not an occasion for point scoring. I do acknowledge the campaign. I do acknowledge the significant result and achievement personally that Mr. Seselja has delivered for his party tonight. But I wish tonight to reflect and to join with you in celebrating a very significant and historic result by the government and by the Labor Party in the ACT. I thank the people of Canberra for their faith. I thank the ALP for its trust. I thank most particularly, and if you'll excuse me, the members of the Ginninderra electorate, my fellow citizens in Belconnen, for again according me the honour that they have in voting for me in the to the extent that they have. I'm humbled by the vote that I've achieved. I might say, and you'll forgive me, and I hope you don't think this sounds arrogant, but I have... but I have, for the third election in a row, topped the vote in the ACT. Please excuse my hubris. I thank, as I say, the Canberra community for the trust that they've shown in us. A diminished trust, a lesson for us to accept and learn from and to respond to. But a trust that, in the context of the vote delivered tonight, renders the ALP as the party that the people of Canberra want to govern this community for the next 4 years. That is indisputable. Yeah. The people of Canberra have spoken today, they have spoken tonight, and they have, through the ballot box, through the democratic process, indicated that the party they wish to take this community forward over the next 4 years is the Australian Labor Party. I look forward certainly to confirming that with the Greens, and I would hope indeed that the Greens, the great community party that they are, will listen to the community in relation to this particular discussion. We have run a fantastic campaign, a very professional, a very strong, a very targeted and disciplined campaign. I thank most particularly the campaign director, Matthew Cossey. Yeah. It has been an excellent campaign in difficult circumstances. I thank the chair of the campaign committee, Eva Cawthorne, our party president, and all the members of the campaign committee. I thank my ministerial colleagues, led by Deputy Chief Minister Katie Gallagher, who tonight, I think, has illustrated just her exceptional quality in the performance that she's provided on ABC TV. I thank you, Katie, for everything that you have done, most particularly during this campaign, and I thank each of my ministers, Simon Corbell, Andrew Barr, John Hargraves, all my other Assembly colleagues, most particularly those that are recontesting, Mary Porter and Mick Gentleman, as well as every other member of the ACT branch of the Labor Party, and all of those other of our fantastic team of candidates that fought so hard and campaigned so well during this campaign. I thank every member of the ACT branch of the Labor Party for your continued support, support of me and support of our great party, the greatest political party in the world. And I can say that too without being arrogant. And I thank most particularly, and I think most importantly, my wife Robin, who has... has borne the outrageous slings of politics and of the campaign, all of my children that are here tonight and my grandchildren, my extended family and all my friends. Friends, let's enjoy tonight, let's enjoy what we might not term or characterise as a victory, but let's, though we should and we're entitled to, a great result, a result that will lead to victory over the coming days as the vote is counted and that the will of the people of Canberra is made clear. The people of Canberra have tonight voted for a Labor government. And it is a Labor government they've voted for, and it's a Labor government they deserve, and I hope that we will see through the negotiations, which I know are coming with our friends, the Greens, our great friends, the Greens. I look forward, of course, to those conversations. I look forward to the night, the rest of the night. Enjoy it. Let's have a fantastic celebration of a fantastic result tonight.
ACT Labor leader John Stanhope there, almost claiming victory over the Liberals. Kenneth, I did notice there that he said that he has the highest number of votes. Perhaps he just means that Labor have outperformed the Liberals, but he did seem to refer to himself personally as having the highest number of votes.
It did sound that way.
Yeah, I'm just having a look at the statistics so far. John Stanhope, 9,017 votes. That compares to Zed Zeselja, the Liberal leader, who we'll probably hear from a little bit later on, who currently has 10,434 votes. So not quite the highest number of votes, but the Labor Party certainly have seemingly managed to hold on here, probably on the back of Green's preferences, and it sounded to me like that's what John Stanhope was is banking on.
Yeah, it was sounding like that. Like, the Greens still are not going to, of course, say who they're going to put their preferences to, so it may become a surprise in the coming days. I wouldn't be surprised if Zed Zeselja says something about the Greens helping them in his speech, or at least just trying to say something that says just that it's too hard to say right now anyway.
Mm. I should point out there, I think I did forget to mention there, thank you to the ABC television there for allowing us to use their audio feed for John Stanhope. We do thank them very much for that. I think I did forget to mention that earlier, so thank you, ABC. It's very nice of you to allow us to do that. We were talking about polling place statistics. Did we actually finish that?
I've got one more stat. In the way of pre-polling votes, so that's for people who have voted before the actual election day, so...
I was one of them.
I wasn't. I voted 5:30 today or so. So I was a bit of a late voter, but still got in there. But in the way of total number of people who voted before the election, it ended up, if I have added up the sums correctly off the Elections ACT website, 31,500 155 people voted before today.
That sounds about right based on the number of votes that did flood into the system straight away when they started counting at about 6:15. So that does sound like about the right number. We're still, of course, seeing the predictions from everyone of 7 Liberal seats, 7 Labor seats and 3 Green seats based on the way they think all the preferences will go. What we've done here is we've just gone through each individual electorate and checked who's in the lead there and who currently has the most number of votes. Because at this stage, we've got 60.5% of the votes counted. So we're getting to the stage where we can almost say these people are in the lead. They're almost guaranteed of getting in now. So at the moment, leaderboard in Brindabella, Brendan Smith for the Liberals on 0.8 of a quota, John Hargreaves for the Labor Party on 0.7 of a quota, Amanda Bresnan for the Greens on 0.5 a quota, Steve Dospot for the Liberals on 0.5 a quota, and Joy Birch for Labor also on 0.5 a quota. So in Brindabella, we're seeing the leaderboard there with 2 Labor candidates, 2 Liberal candidates, and 1 Green candidate likely to be elected. Pardon me. In Ginninderra, which of course, as John Stanhope did point out, is his electorate, which is of course our northernmost electorate, John Stanhope for Labor leading that one with 1.3 of a quota. So some of his votes there will spill over to some of the other candidates. Meredith Hunter for the Greens on 0.6 of a quota. Alastair Coe for the Liberals on 0.6 of a quota. Vicky Dunn for the Liberals on 0.4 of a quota. And interestingly, Mark Parton, whether this will stay in once John Stanhope's preferences are counted or not, but at the moment he is in 5th place in Ginninderra, so he is at this point in time a possibility of getting a seat. Mark Parton, independent, 0.4 of a quota. So in Ginninderra there's 1 Labor seat, 2 Liberals, 1 Green, 1 Independent. In Molonglo, Zed's a soldier for the Liberals, 1.5 quota. So again, that half a quota there will get distributed amongst others. Katie Gallagher for Labor, 1.3 quotas, so there's 0.3 of a quota to get distributed. Shane Rattenbury for the Greens, 0.9 of a quota. Andrew Barr for Labor, 0.5 a quota. You'd almost expect Andrew Barr there to get in on the back of Katie Gallagher's preferences. Simon Corbell for Labor, 0.4 of a quota. Interestingly, Frank Pangallo for the Pangallo Independents is in 6th place there with 0.3 of a quota, and Jeremy Hansen for the Liberals in 7th with 0.3 of a quota. So in Molonglo, 3 Labor, 2 Liberals, 1 Green, and 1 Pangallo Independent. Overall, what that's making from what we've seen here, 6 Labor seats, 6 Liberals, 3 Greens, 1 Independent, 1 Pangallo Independent.
Just going to go to Zed Zaselja, courtesy of ABC TV, who's going to make his speech now.
Indeed he is.
You're on One Way FM.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, the Liberal Party is back in the ACT. Yeah! Tonight's result is about regaining the trust of the community. Let's be blunt, 10 months ago, it's fair to say that we're a party facing difficult times. Some say electoral oblivion. It was our job to turn that around, and turn that around we did. We have come from a long way back. From a way back to a position where we are looking at having the same number of seats as the Labor Party in the Assembly. The two major... We turn this around by taking the lead on policy and on ideas in this city. We took the lead on issues around housing affordability, on issues around education, on practical solutions in health and in the environment. And we have led that policy debate all year. We have had the Labor Party responding to us all year. And we are now in a position where the people of the ACT, after after 10 months with me as leader, the people of the ACT now trust us as much as they trust this incumbent government, the party that has been here for 7 years. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a great result for the Liberal Party here in the ACT. I'd like to take the opportunity to congratulate John Stanhope on a good campaign. It's been a hard-fought campaign, and the campaign is not over. This election is not over. We look forward to negotiating with the crossbench to see who will form the next government of the ACT. I congratulate the Greens on their improved showing. They will now have a stronger representation in the ACT Assembly, and we look forward to the opportunity of working with them. We believe that we have very sound environmental credentials and environmental policies, and we look forward to discussions with Shane Rattenbury and the other members of the Greens over the coming days. We believe that the community has voted for change tonight. The community has soundly rejected the ACT Labor Party. And it is now up to the new Assembly to reflect the will of the community, to reflect that desire for change. And we look forward to being part of that. We look forward to working with the Greens or other independents if they are able to get in to form government in the ACT. This will be an ongoing process. The count still has a long way to go. We don't know exactly what shape the Assembly will take, but what we do know is there is now nothing between the major parties here in the ACT, whereas at the last election there was a significant gap. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank a number of colleagues and a number of people. Firstly, I'd like to thank the people of Molonglo for the honour of being re-elected to serve them for the next 4 years. It's an honour that I take seriously, and it's something that I will do. I will serve them to the absolute best of my ability. I'd like to thank our campaign director, Andrew Heath, for all of his work. I'd like to thank... I'd like to thank our party president, Winifred Rosser, who has done such an outstanding job in helping to turn this party around. I'd like to thank my parliamentary colleagues, my deputy, Brendan Smith, who has performed extraordinarily well this year, who has done such a great job and has been such a great support to me throughout this time and throughout the campaign. I think he has done a fantastic job, and I think that the people of Brindabella have demonstrated their support for him by returning him emphatically tonight. To Vicky Dunn, to Steve Pratt and to Jackie Burke, I'd like to pay tribute to each and every one of you. You have served faithfully. You have worked for your electorate. You have supported me in every way possible. And I don't take that for granted. And I am very thankful for the way each and every one of you have performed and served your community on behalf of the Liberal Party. I'd like to also pay tribute to Bill Stefaniak, who is moving on, who is retired. Bill has been a great servant of the community for many years, and we wish him well in his future. I'd like to also congratulate each of our candidates. All 17 of our candidates who did such a fantastic job. A number of you will be joining us in the Assembly, and that's very exciting. And we look forward to seeing the resolution of that count. But there's been some outstanding performances. Each and every one of you has been out there in the community, out there campaigning hard, talking and listening to the community, and that has been reflected in a number of the votes. So I congratulate each and every one of our candidates. I'd also like to pay tribute to a number of senior members of our campaign staff who have done such an extraordinary job, who have gone over and above the call of duty. I'd like to pay tribute to Theo Faulkner, to Daniel Clode, to Ian Hagen, and can I, at a personal level too, particularly pay tribute to Stephen Doyle, who I believe has just done an outstanding job and has been a really important part of the success we've had this year. So to each and every one of those, thank you very much. I'd like to thank each and every one of you, members of the Liberal Party, who worked tirelessly to serve the community and to serve this great party of ours. Thank you very much for your work tonight. Thank you for your work during this campaign. Thank you for your continuing support. Give yourselves a round of applause.
There you have it, Zed Seselja.
And now Zed Seselja doing his speech. Thanks to ABC TV for being able to give us the audio feed for that. Now, Sam, the body language being shown in both speeches and how it compares to how they were early on in the campaign.
Yeah, I suppose that's one of the things that you don't really have the benefit of seeing on radio, is that body language. And we, of course, have the monitors in here, so we do get that advantage. But I would have to say there that John Stanhope does look confident. I don't blame him for looking confident there, because, I mean, historically speaking, the Greens do have a reasonable track record of supporting the Labor Party. Zed Seselja has obviously said that he's going to negotiate with the Greens, but he really didn't look all that confident. He looked happy with the results, that they've had a reasonable result and they're level with Labor in terms of seats, but he just doesn't look confident.
Yeah, and comparing it to, say, the leaders' debate, which was on ABC a couple, 2 months or what it was ago, John Stanhope was more a bit wobbly. You could see that he was a bit more nervous, while Zed had a bit more confidence. And looking at the deputies as well, like, even throughout the night, we've been watching ABC's coverage, and throughout the night, like, Brendan Smith was a bit more confident, while Kelly Gallagher was a bit less confident at the start. Then it changed around the middle of the night. And of course, in both speeches from both leaders, both deputies have had big smiles on their faces, and the body language for both of them have changed quite a bit.
It's interesting. Katie Gallagher really wasn't smiling much at the beginning of the night, but it's hard to get that grin off her face now. She looks very happy.
Yeah, and I don't blame them, because considering it was a better result and was looking like a week or two ago, and looks like the Canberra Times poll basically was correct. Yeah. Of course, it still depends on the Greens' preferences, but
I think mostly with the way the Hare Clark system works, it looks like, with maybe the exception of Brindabella, it looks like the rest of the seats, so Ginninderra and Molonglo, will probably be decided on the preferences of John Stanhope, Zed Seselja and Katie Gallagher. Brindabella will probably come down to whoever has the least votes and gets eliminated there. So we're probably looking to some extent a little bit at the Motorist Party and Community Alliance as to where their preferences go to decide who gets the final seats in Brindabella.
Especially seeing the Motorist Party and Community Alliance parties didn't really get much votes. The Motorist Party actually had a slightly higher percentage than the Community Alliance in the total votes. Anyway, you're on Canberra's One Way FM. Here's Legacy by Nicole Nordman. It's 6 to 11.
Now, more from the 2008 ACT election.
10 past 11, you're on One Way FM. Samuel Gordon-Stewart and Kenneth Webb here with you tonight. Our final election update of the night. It's certainly been a very interesting night. Almost certain prospect now of a hung parliament, wouldn't you agree, Kenneth?
Yes, I would. It seems like no other way, and it's definitely up to the Greens' preferences now.
Joining us on the line once again is Tim Malone. Tim, good evening.
G'day, Samuel. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you going?
Yeah, good. A bit tired, actually. So I spent the whole day out there going around to various polling booths and then that sort of thing today.
And you are...
It's exciting looking at what's happening now and, realising that it's really the same thing that happened in Western Australia, except it was the Greens instead of the Nationals.
Yeah, I was thinking earlier that in WA, the Nationals, of course, had the balance of power. Probably the closest thing that we have to the Nationals here, based on who they'd be likely to favour, historically at least, might be the Motorist Party, but they got almost nothing. So I suppose, yeah, the Greens do seem to have that balance of power, and historically speaking, will favour the Greens, will favour Labor, but they're not saying one way or the other.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's probably exactly what they want to do, keep their cards close to the chest, try and get... I think Shane Rattenbury, the Green candidate from Molonglo, was saying earlier that both parties need to do more on climate change. So I guess they want to have a poker face when they're going up to John Santos then. And ask for more commitment there. But I'm sure most people are probably aware that that they would probably side with Labor.
Yep. And Tim, what did you think of the actual speeches that both John Stanhope and Zed Seselja gave?
Well, the most interesting thing about it was that John Stanhope saw the results as basically an endorsement of Labor being the government to lead the ACT, and Zed Seselja just saw it as a swing against Labor, an endorsement of a Liberal government. So that was probably the most interesting thing, but of course they're both going to see it in those ways. I would agree with what you both said earlier on, in that they, especially John Stanhope, seemed very confident. I mean, it's all over in one respect now, and it didn't go as bad as it could have gone for them. I did note that John Stanhope said he got the highest number of votes in the ACT, which isn't entirely correct, because Zed Seselja beat him on number of votes, but because Zed's electorate is much bigger, John Stanhope actually has a higher percentage.
Yeah, that's probably quite true. I haven't actually pulled up the figures on that, but I can check. We were just having a quick chat off air, and you did mention Jackie Burke's results. It doesn't look like Jackie's managed to get back in.
Yeah, there are three Liberals, in fact, that have probably lost their seats. Jackie Burke's one of them, also Vicky Dunn and Steve Pratt. And Jackie Burke's quite a disappointment for us at One Way FM, particularly because she's been a great supporter of what we've done and a great help to us in the past. In fact, listeners may remember at Share-a-thon this year, she was on air. She was helping with the phone. She was cleaning, washing up, doing everything she could to help. Aside from the political affiliations, obviously, because we are non-partisan, she was a good friend, and so it's disappointing to see her most likely lose her seat. I mean, it's quite hard, maybe impossible for her to come back from that now. But what is interesting is there are a few candidates who are relatively unknown before who have come in.
Yeah. Mark Parton would be one of those who isn't necessarily a definite there, but might, depending on preferences, get in.
And then we've got Alistair Coe from the Liberals for Ginninderra, who looks like he may get in as well. And then also down in Brindabella, there was Joy Birch from Labor, who had a good chance as well. Both new candidates.
Just going back to Jackie for a moment there, what are the chances do you think that you can convince her to come in and help us out a bit more now that she isn't going to be returning to the Liberal Party government
opposition? I guess it depends where she goes for work now. I would say she's been in politics for a while now, so I'm not sure exactly what her next steps will be. I'll have to have a chat to her.
Kenneth?
Yep. And Tim, what do you think were the main issues that really affected the results tonight?
That's a really good question. I think that...
We're trying to stump you, Tim.
Well, I would say the swing against Labor was because of the dissatisfaction over the lack of community consultation and the spending priorities of the Standup government. That's my own perception of what the swing was for. And then there was probably also a swing against the Liberals because they're seen as not competent to manage because they have a new leader who's around 30 years old, I think it's 31, somewhere around that. And then they've had the infighting in the last year and have been switching leaders a lot. So I think those are probably the main issues.
If I can interrupt you there for just a moment, Tim, it's interesting to note that one of the big victims of the infighting in the Liberal Party, Richard Mulcahy, who went and formed his own party, he hasn't been returned.
Yes, well, it's never going to work, forming your own party, unless you've got a very good name.
Rightio. Well, on that note, I suppose we'll say thank you, Tim, for that. It was great having you in the telly room earlier, and thanks for joining us once again.
No problem. Thanks very much for the coverage you have provided tonight. It's been good listening to the coverage on One Way FM.
That half-hour voice break was quite interesting.
Look forward to seeing who forms government, I guess, in the coming days or weeks. That was a long way to take.
And we might not know for another 2 weeks. I think I heard early on ABC that actually we won't... The new Legislative Assembly won't be seen for another 2 weeks or so under the system?
Yeah, I mean, and I guess some of the preferences need to be counted up to find the votes for some of those lower candidates lower down the list.
And we can't really count those preferences until we've counted all of the first preferences, so we have to wait for the postal votes. But at the moment, we've got more or less enough of a trend to say that it's almost certainly now a hung parliament.
That's right. It's not going to change much from here with about 79.9% to 80% basically of the vote counted.
Yep. Alrighty then, Tim. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Thank you, Samuel. And Kenneth, I'll talk to you later.
Yep. See you, Tim.
Tim Maloney, the station manager here at One Way FM. Well, Kenneth, that pretty much wraps up the ACT election. I mean, seven Labor, seven Liberal, three Greens is the most likely outcome. We might see a slight shift there. Can you see, based on the numbers that you're looking at, anyone in particular who might get a seat who's not Labor, Liberal or Green?
Not really. Like, as we've been saying, Mark Parton may get a seat, may not. Other than that, Val Jeffrey was the highest in by the Community Alliance Party. Basically, Brindabella and Gin and Dale from getting my lectures right had a slightly higher amount on the Community Alliance Party's votes. But other than that, there's not really many people who actually get in that aren't in the major parties. There may be one or two independents.
Of course, the ACT election isn't the only voting that's been going on tonight. New South Wales have had a number of by-elections. Labor have suffered a swing against them in the New South Wales state by-elections. The swings are at least 20% in Ryde and Cabramatta. In Ryde, Liberal candidate Victor Dominello has claimed victory by 10%, taking the seat of former Deputy Premier John Watkins. Maurice Yemmer's former seat of Lakemba has been retained by Labor's Rob Ferrello. In Cabramatta, the count is coming down to preferences, although the 22% swing to Di Lee of the Liberals doesn't look like it will be enough to defeat Labor's Nick Lelich. Former Health Minister Reba Maher has managed to hold her seat, and on the mid-north coast, the seat of Port Macquarie is staying with independent Peter Beselling. So I guess, Kenneth, that wraps up our election coverage for the night.
Yes, it does. Yeah. There's nothing really we can talk about until all the other results come in.
Oh, I suppose if we wanted to, we could sit here and talk all night, but you're right, there's nothing more to add. It's almost certainly a hung parliament. Kenneth, thank you very much for your help tonight. It's been greatly appreciated. Your insight on the numbers there has just been wonderful. Thank you very much.
No worries. And a thanks to the ABC again for letting us use their TV feed for the speeches from both major parties.
Yes, thank you very much to the ABC there. It is 11:21. This is One Way FM.